journey. How are you? It's 6:22 here, and yeah, I think it's about to be a good day. So after washing the pile of clothes I needed to yesterday, I fixed one or two things. Then I went into a deep sleep like that lasted like till 4 o'clock this morning. Yeah, and my phone was out of power too, so it helped me, you know, that sleep, I could get it. I've been a little bit in my head for a while, so I haven't had that time to like really rest without thinking, oh, Lamine, there's something that you need to do. I don't always really rest, and it takes a toll on me. So, this morning, when I woke up, I went to get my phone, put it on, and this thought just came to me like, can there ever really be right time? I said, okay, this is the right time. Many times in my life, I've had this thing called destination addiction. I deal with myself like, oh, my happiness is in my next adventure. Like, until I do this, until I see this person, until I'm able to make this money, until I'm able to make this project, until I'm able to, you know, there's always something like, okay, my happiness lies in my next adventure. The thing is, it doesn't allow me to enjoy what's right in front of me. I don't see things as they should, as they really are, you know. Thing is, why would you do stuff like this while I do stuff like this? Is we fail to understand that where we are right now in that moment, in this moment as you're listening to me, it's like you don't know that you're standing right in the middle of things that you used to pray and hope for. You really look at it, you know, you stay, you pray, you fast, you do whatever you need to do, whatever religion or whatever you practice, and you've prayed for these things and it has come to fruition. But right here now in that moment, you're still thinking of another thing, you're not enjoying what is right. And thing is about life is memories that make it worth it. The memories that we feel now, thing is, when we take ourselves out of it now, out of what is, we don't enjoy what is now. We start thinking, oh, okay, I haven't done this, I haven't paid for this, I haven't gotten married, I haven't had my kids, I can't pay this bill, I can't do this, you know. But the thing is, the moment you just stay in your moment, your eyes will be open to seeing things. You find out that you don't need to stay so much hours, you know, praying and wishing for stuff, when you just open your eyes to see what's in here in this moment. I was having a conversation with a couple of people yesterday. That was before my phone went out, the battery went out, and I was talking about how we're talking about money, about and how the state of the country, and how probably we need money to get people to do stuff. You know, you have to pay these people, pay the populace, the people that are gonna vote. You know, have to give them all these things, the branded shirts, branded this, branded that, and all that. You know, you give them their 5,000 naira and all that. And I just had this thought, like I had to say it, like, there's a problem with thinking like this. It's just that I feel like money is what we think money is. Money can be anything. In your moment right now, you're thinking, I don't have enough money to do this. I don't have. So your definition of money is just paper. Whereas there are so many things that if you really opened your eyes to see, you find that there are other things that you could use that would be money, but not in the conventional sense that we know it as. See, there can never be a good time to be happy, to have fun, to bask. We just have to just take the now and enjoy it. Thank you for coming to day 3 of my journey. I hope you are having a wonderful time. Please leave a message for me. Let me know what you think about these notes. I'm a